In Los Angeles, police are working with the FBI to target street gangs blamed for 70% of the city's violent crime. Yesterday, L.A. launched an intense new crackdown that will soon be led by a city gang czar. Police also released a list of what they called the worst gangs in town. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Standing with the police chief at a patrol station in the Valley, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa announced a new strategy to publicly identify L.A.'s top 11 gangs and the 10 most notorious gang members.
What we're saying is, we're going to put your face on TV. We're going to expose you so everybody in your neighborhood knows who you are and we can hold you accountable for the consequences of your actions.
The LAPD is targeting six predominantly Latino gangs, including the Mara Salvatrucha and the 204th Street Gang and the La Mirada Locos. Five black gangs are also on the list, the Grape Street Crips, Roland 30s, 40s, and 60s, and the Black Peastones. The department is also naming the most notorious gangbangers, with street names like Looney, Casper, Spanky, and Monster Cody.
Monster Cody is a monster.
Gang detective Bill Mixer describes why 44-year-old Cody DeJohn Scott made it to the list. He's currently a parolee at large and a witness to a murder.
Cody, every time he's been arrested, it's been a fight with the police. He will do anything to try and get away, so it's always been a violent confrontation with him.
Monster Cody, or one of the others, will soon be posted on the FBI's most wanted list, but many officers say they hate to give any more publicity to these characters.
They'll take pride in a matter of bravado, that their name would be referenced as the most violent. That's the twistedness of this.
Deputy Chief Michael Moore says LAPD policy has until now discouraged anything that could be seen as emboldening criminals.
You know, why do people tag walls? They want to be seen, they want to be known. What I don't like to do is give them too much notoriety. They shoot and kill people, innocent people.
Former gang members and those trying to lure young people away from the gangs agree.
By you labeling the top gangs that are public enemy number one, you fit into the ego of a gang member.
Alex Sanchez is a former member of the Mara Salvatrucha, who now heads the gang prevention group Homies Unidos.
A gang member wants to go to prison because it's part of their rites of passage in the gang. A gang member always seeks recognition. They all want their gangs to be number one. So now they're all going to fight for their gangs to be part of that 10 by feeding into that, you're just advancing the process for them to continue their gang lifestyle.
Meeting with police officers and reporters yesterday, Chief William Bratton defended his policy change.
I'm from back east. Back east, we publicize criminals because we found that it basically helps get them prosecuted, get them arrested. So if you want to stand up and get some notoriety, I'll be happy to seek you out, arrest you, and put you in jail for the rest of your life.
Number one on the LAPD's list is the 18th Street Gang, which police say is one of the oldest, largest, and most violent Latino gangs. It's said to have started near where I'm standing, on 18th Street in the Latino immigrant neighborhood of Pico Union. The original 18th Street Gang member supposedly created this clique when the Mexican-American gangs wouldn't have him. Now there are 18th Street gangs as far as Honduras and El Salvador.
We're one of the biggest neighborhoods there is. This has been going for generations and generations.
This 30-year-old woman is a fourth-generation member of the 18th Street Gang. Her daughter's a member, too. She views this latest crackdown as a publicity stunt, and she expects the police to make wholesale roundups of anyone even remotely linked to 18th Street.
Because they're dirty like that. But then again, we're the ones that are dirty out in the street. But only that they have a badge, we don't.
She says the LAPD has turned up the heat before, but she claims it has never had a lasting impact on gang violence.
They need to get more programs out here, you know, for the youngsters and the people that are in danger of joining the gang and, you know, give people jobs. That's what they need to do.
City officials say they recognize that enforcement isn't the sole solution to fixing the gang problems, but it may be the most visible. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.